Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
Post-COVID-19 recovery complications, a headache for Guyana's health officials, and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards, the news coming right up. Health authorities in Guyana are seeing scores of people who recovered from COVID-19 turning up with other health complications. These complications are being seen weeks after their COVID recovery, according to Health Minister Frank Anthony. Here's Guyana News Source.
Dr. Anthony said long COVID seems to be more prevalent now with the Omicron variant, although it existed with the other variants.
The variant was predominantly infecting the lung, so persons were having difficulty breathing even after they would have left the hospital. So they were cleared from COVID, they didn't have any other complications, but they still had some difficulty breathing, especially if they try to walk up steps or do something, do some physical exercise. They were having these challenges.
Health officials are also seeing cases where recovered persons have shown changes in their blood, which could possibly lead to blood clots and more serious health complications.
We have also seen that there are patients who would have had changes to their heart, and some of them would come back with fast beat in their heart or palpitations. Some of them would have breathing problems, and that's as a result of the heart beating too fast. Others would have chest pains, severe chest pains that mimic myocardial infarction or a heart attack.
And persons have also reported feeling anxious and depressed after their COVID-19 recovery, while there are others who are complaining about speech disruptions and altered speaking patterns.
Persons who never had diabetes post-COVID, some of them can exhibit the symptoms of diabetes. Others who have had diabetes post-COVID, they can have some challenges controlling their blood sugar.
There have also been cases of hair loss and other issues that affect various organs in the body, including in children.
COVID-19 cases continue to increase in the region, according to PAHO Director Dr. Carissa Etienne. She has warned that the virus continues to reach new peaks. Over the past week, the Americas reported nearly 7.2 million new COVID infections and more than 15,000 COVID-related deaths. North America, the US, and Canada continue to experience a surge of hospitalizations. Dr. Etienne says the Caribbean is reporting the steepest increase since the virus started.
Cases in Martinique have increased by more than 600%, and in St. Martin, they have risen by more than 135%. Cases have at least doubled in more than 17 countries and territories, which is especially concerning as hospital capacity in many islands remains limited.
Meanwhile, in Trinidad and Tobago, there are concerns about the spread of the Omicron variant. TTT News reports epidemiologist Dr. Avery Hines pointing out that evidence suggests that there are now chains of community transmission of the Omicron variant of concern.
On Friday, the Ministry of Health confirmed there were 28 additional cases of the Omicron variant, 18 of which had no travel history and no contact with recent travelers. To date, this country has so far confirmed 56 cases of the highly transmissible variant of concern, and Dr. Hines says this number will continue to increase.
We are seeing increasing proportions of the new cases having no travel history, that indicates that there are chains of community transmission. And given the behavior of the Omicron variant in other populations, we know that what we see is probably a fraction of what's happening. So we do want to advise additional caution.
And based on the continued spread of the Omicron variant, Dr. Hines said while cloth masks have some effectiveness, people may want to further protect themselves with a higher grade of mask.
Continue to encourage everyone to use the masks they have, But be aware of the science that if you want to reduce your own personal risk of inhalation of droplets, especially in enclosed areas or that sort of environment, then yes, as the CDC has pointed out, those N95 masks will confer a higher level of benefit.
Jamaican media, including the Observer newspaper, TVJ News and CMV, were on Friday following a gang feud among migrating criminals, which left three people dead and three others injured in a deadly shooting in Trelawney. The police have theorized that Friday morning's bloodbath, which left three residents, including two females, dead and three others hospitalized, is the result of a St. James war between two rival gangs that migrated to the parish some time ago. This report includes information from Senior Superintendent of Police Stephanie Lindsay.
Six persons were shot, three fatally, by gunmen in Bounty Hall, Trelawney, in a case of mistaken identity. The other three victims, all women, have been hospitalized in serious condition. The deceased have been identified as 24-year-old Daniel Williams, 26-year-old Tashay Black, and 25-year-old Shanelia Clark, all of a Trelawney address. It's understood that the six people were traveling home from a party after 1 a.m. in a black Toyota Voxy when they stopped to pick up a friend. They were attacked by four men carrying rifles and handguns who opened fire on the vehicle, hitting all victims. They were rushed to hospital, where three were pronounced dead. The three others are in hospital battling for their life.
Reports so far are that the persons in the car were actually leaving an illegal party that was held in the parish when they stopped at this particular location. Shortly afterwards, men with high-powered weapons and a pistol opened fire at the car, shooting all six occupants, one male and five females. The male died as well as two of the females. The other three are hospitalized. So far, investigators are following some strong lines of inquiries. Based on what they have uncovered so far, it would appear that the persons who were shot and injured were not the intended target. It was somewhat of a mistaken identity based on the vehicle that they were traveling in. So the investigators are now working hard to have an early breakthrough in this matter. We know that they have also seen where the incident is connected to scamming as well as gang conflict. And they're looking at it spanning two parishes, both Trelawney and St. James. So they have broadened the investigation and they're hoping to have an early breakthrough in this matter.
Senior lecturer in political science Christina Hines has been looking back at last week's general elections in Barbados. BLP leader Mia Motley's party won all 30 seats in those elections. Hines suggests that Caribbean people in general like a strong, charismatic so-called maximum leader, as was evident in the Barbadian poll.
And I think this is consistent across the region. So wherever we can find that person, people vote in that way. Our system is structured in a way that kind of shortchanges constituencies. Because there may be someone in your constituency for whom you would like to vote because you think they will be the better representative, but people may choose not to vote for that individual because they're looking at what political party they want to govern and who they want as the prime minister. So we end up in that kind of conundrum all across the region. I think it exists in Barbados, and therefore, you know, leadership becomes critical. Although at the constituency level, there may have been opportunities for some other persons to do well, the political party and the leader of that political party really is what people end up making a decision on, whether it is that they're looking for this person to be the prime minister or they want the person to be the leader of the opposition, although people are really looking for prime minister rather than opposition leader. I think leadership really does make a difference in our system. And therefore, the national platform is what generally works. And we saw that in the BLP's campaigning, where they said things, even at spot meetings, that a vote for the candidate in this constituency is a vote for Mia Motley. They said that directly. And this was quite different from what we saw in the DLP campaign, where the votes for the individual candidates at the constituency level were not portrayed as a vote for Verla DePisa. And perhaps even if they were portrayed in that way, I don't know that it would have been successful, since she is not viewed as this type of leader that we like in the region, this charismatic, very strong, perhaps even maximum type leader.
The UAE senior lecturer was speaking on Observer Radio's Big Issues program on Sunday. Grenada Prime Minister and OECS Chairman Dr. Keith Mitchell has raised the issue of closer engagement between the sub-region and Barbados. Dr. Mitchell addressed the issue in a message congratulating that country's Prime Minister Mia Mottley on her election win. Many years ago, Sir Arthur Lewis proposed closer engagement between Barbados and the countries of the Eastern Caribbean. Today, the need for this remains acute, Mitchell asserted. He expressed the view that the OECS stands willing to continue building upon the long-standing ties. According to the OECS chairman, the ties have yielded shared institutions such as the Regional Security System, RSS, which assumes even greater responsibility during the COVID-19 pandemic. Will there be mass Dominic this year? That's a question still up in the air, as Prime Minister Roosevelt's Kerrit has indicated.
There has been a call for this among the entertainers. And what we are doing in the government is one, having internal discussions about this. Two, we have drafted some protocols and guidelines for the hosting of events, not necessarily specific to Carnival, but hosting of events. And also, we intend to engage stakeholders on these protocols and to solicit their feedback.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, 24th January. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.